Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 here in Tampa, Florida. And we always want to give a special shout-out to all of those that are listening to us, active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's keeping us free and safe as well. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for what you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it. Let's not forget, we especially salute our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, the 18-wheeler drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail all around the countryside, and our suicide jockeys that haul the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, plus our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers as well. Thanks for tuning in to the program. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there. Check out the website. You can hear the program over there if you can't hear it anywhere else. And take advantage of some of the things we have over there as well. All right, joining us right now from the mountaintop up there north of town, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yay! Yay! 48 degrees, and they're doing that to keep warm, I think. What do you think?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, I think they're doing that to keep warm. Okay, well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, yesterday, Kevin McCarthy, keeping his word, said that he was going to remove Democratic representatives Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, and Eric Swalwell from their key committee assignments. Now, Swalwell, this is McCarthy talking here, his words, not mine. Swalwell can't get a security clearance in the private sector, and I'm not going to give him a government security clearance. Schiff has lied to the American public. We will not allow him to be on the Intel Committee either. Now, this move is especially damaging for Schiff, who abused his privilege as House Intelligence Committee chairman to investigate President Donald Trump over the bogus Russian collusion during the 2016 presidential election, because for years Schiff has claimed that evidence was hiding in plain sight that would lead to an indictment of Trump. And after years of what Trump called a witch hunt, in addition to the special counsel Robert Mueller's lengthy and expensive investigation, the politically charged allegations never came true.
Well, he kept saying he had the evidence. Everybody asked him for the evidence, and he never produced any.
Nope.
One person that's kind of missing in all of this that was doing very much the same thing but was on the judiciary is Jerry Nadler.
Yep.
So I hope that he gets removed from that, too. But, yeah, Schiff has been in many lies. He's been certainly caught up, and he's been diligent over the last several years, not just against Trump, but really when it comes to anything that has anything to do with conservatives or Republicans. So, you know, maybe he'll just move on. There's chatter that he wants to run for Senate and take Dianne Feinstein's seat anyway. So, yeah, he needs to clearly go. But we also saw evidence of him and what he was trying to do to suppress free speech with his communications with Twitter. So, yeah, he can go and take several of them.
Meanwhile, the case to strip Swalwell of his assignments is simple. According to McCarthy, he slept with a Chinese spy. As far as Omar, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that she committed immigration fraud by marrying and then divorcing her brother. She's also advocated for terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and Hamas to be treated more fairly.
Yeah, and we don't know what her collaborations are on the side.
Yep.
With those groups. But, yeah, I think she's finished on committees, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that we didn't hear about Tlaib either with her involvement with the Palestinians.
Well, I don't know what committee she's on. I haven't looked at that.
Well, she may not be on a committee that matters, I guess, or whatever. But anyway, kudos to Kevin McCarthy for doing what he said he was going to do. It needed to be done, and he's doing a good job so far from what I can see.
Well, yes, and there's a lot of work. I mean, they have quite the list, and some of those things that are on the list, their priorities may be adjusted up or down based on things that they find out while they do these investigations.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after this break. And we're going to let Chris Markowski take us to break. He'll be coming up here in about 30 minutes on the Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at GEICO. G-E-I-C-O is the way you spell GEICO. GEICO Insurance. They've been saving people money for over 85 years now, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check out their insurance rates with what you currently have. You can do an insurance comparison. If you have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, you can check those out too, see what the cost would be. You can bundle it along with your car or your truck, save money that way. But where you really save the money is when you bundle in your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy. That's where you'll really save the money. So go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com, and find out what it's all about. Don't forget to tell them Captain sent you. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the president went to Mexico and dragged along Trudeau from Canada. He got in the mix somehow. So we had U.S., Canada, and Mexico all announce the plans to boost the semiconductor manufacturing operation down there in Mexico.
Yeah, and they discussed supply chain, and they discussed immigration, they discussed Haiti, and Obrador shamed the United States for not being kinder and more understanding of Mexico and the Caribbean and so forth and so on, and certainly wants more money.
Sure.
And then he congratulated the Biden administration for not building one more inch of the wall. So, I listened to their press conference for a few minutes yesterday afternoon, and all three of them said nothing.
Uh-huh.
So this was kind of the North American or the, you know, Western summit here, and Biden took with him quite the delegation, a lot of cabinet secretaries,
yep,
and the State Department, and they virtually got nothing except that, we're going to invest in helping Mexico build chip plants so we can make sure that the United States is well supplied with computer chips.
Mm. Now, the Ukrainians are about to be trained. Matter of fact, when you hear this, it says, Ukrainians are close to starting their Patriot missile training. Whenever you hear that, it means they're already here and they're already doing it.
Correct. They're here in the United States being trained on the Patriot missile system.
Now, are they still just getting one system?
Yes.
Okay. I was hoping they might get a second one, because I think they're going to need more than one with all the missiles we keep hearing being launched over there and whatnot. By the way, we know that we had a lot of complaints about Southwest Airlines in this last little debacle that we had. The U.S. Transportation Agency, administration rather, regulators are going to be including Southwest Airlines complaints in their probe big time.
Well, that's not news, but yes.
Well, it's news to the people that didn't think that their complaints would be heard, and now they are, so it's good for them to know that they will be heard. They'll have a voice at the table, so to speak.
Well, I mean, there are certain stipulations that airlines, certain conditions the airlines are supposed to provide to their passengers when flights don't operate the way they need to. And so from a investigation standpoint, those that had issues, especially losing their bags and not being compensated, are part of the things that will be included.
Now, did you hear Mr. Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, mouth off about Governor Greg Abbott's letter that he gave to Joe Biden?
I didn't hear him mouth off about it, I guess maybe that when Abbott gave the letter to Biden, who said he didn't read it, may have just handed it off to Mayorkas and said, here, you deal with it.
Well, that could be what happened. However, more and more of the GOP representatives are saying that they want to impeach Mayorkas.
Correct.
You think they'll be able to do that?
Well, if they do, it'll be quite a while. I don't know that a cabinet secretary has ever been impeached. I don't know that in history, but I think it would be more symbolic. I don't think that the Department of Justice and this White House wants to go through an impeachment trial. So the harder the Republicans dig in on this, they would probably, the White House may probably decide to remove Mayorkas before there would be any kind of a hearing, impeachment hearing.
Okay. Now, we all know Rona McDaniel, the RNC chairwoman, is having problems. Yesterday, the Alabama GOP declared a vote of no confidence in Rona McDaniel.
That's fine. I think that's the second or third state that has done that, by the way.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yep. So what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I mean, they'll go to the delegates and from the delegates determine who the next person would be, and Harmeet Dhillon is making a big play for that position, which I'm absolutely fine with.
Sure, sure. Yeah, she's a good choice if she can get in there. California Democrat Congresswoman Katie Porter has now announced that she's going to run for Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat in 2024.
Getting crowded of people that want to run for that seat. There's a handful of senators, Democrat senators, that may not decide to run again.
About six of them, I've been told. About six.
Yeah, John Tester and a handful of others, and that would be fine. So, the Feinstein seat, though, is an important one, especially when it comes to their committee assignments. So Feinstein needs to go. She's long past her usefulness, if she ever was useful to start with. Remember, she had a Chinese spy on her payroll for years.
Yes, it was a driver. Yep.
Well, that's allegedly what the driver. That's allegedly what they did was be her driver, like she needed one.
Yeah, that's true. This FTX bit is really getting wild right now because it struck home here in the Tampa Bay area. A report yesterday came out that star NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his ex supermodel wife Giselle, along with tech titan Peter Thiel and hedge fund billionaire Paul Tudor Jones, are amongst the many high-profile FTX shareholders whose investments have been totally wiped out.
Yeah, it's not news about Brady and his wife.
No.
They've been out there.
They were advertising.
Correct.
Yeah. So much for that idea. Matter of fact... Go ahead.
I think there's going to be some counter lawsuits. I mean, if Brady and his wife are smart, they would be also part of a counter suit.
Yeah, that would make sense, perfect sense. But then again, nobody ever said we were all about making sense, did they? By the way, Alan Dershowitz made a comment yesterday, one of the smartest legal minds in the country. He said that he is absolutely competent that Donald Trump will not be prosecuted now after this information has come out about Biden and his problem with his documents.
I agree with that.
Yep.
Merrick Garland got himself in trouble, and I think, he's his own activist, and he's going to keep himself in a mess.
Okay, you have yourself a great day and stay warm out there. It's going to be a little nippy in the morning. All right.
Sure,
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different stuff that she has to offer on her website. In the meantime, we'll be coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Georgia football fans will be able to celebrate the team's national title this weekend. A championship parade is set to take place Saturday in Athens. The Bulldogs steamrolled the TCU Horned Frogs 65-7 in Monday's national championship game. The parade will start at 12:30 p.m. local time on the university's campus. The Miami Heat are rewriting the record books. The Heat broke the NBA record for most made free throws without a miss as they topped the Thunder 112-111 in Miami. The Heat were a perfect 40-of-40 from the charity stripe, breaking the previous mark of 39 set by the Utah Jazz back in 1982. Jimmy Butler's last of 23 free throws on the night capped a three-point play with just 12.9 seconds remaining that gave Miami the win. Butler's 23-of-23 effort at the line was one short of James Harden's NBA record. Shortstop Carlos Correa is signing with the Minnesota Twins. The deal is reportedly for 6 years. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. They have 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after we tell you to go look them up on the web. NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, one more time, NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a very high-paying, highly sought-after position. You will not search for work. You'll be in demand all around the world. Now, the website to check out is naa.edu, naa.edu. One more time on the website, naa.edu. And when you go over there, notice that they have two campuses. One in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here by me in Florida. I'm on the east side of Tampa Bay, though they would be on the west side. And the other one would be in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, pick a campus that you want to visit. And if you want to visit both, that's okay, too. And then call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one or both of their campuses. Now, you'll be able to get a chance to meet not only their students, but also the instructors, and more than likely, some of the people that work with the money for the student loans. All of that being said, you should be able to find out very quickly what you'll need, if anything, to make yourself qualified. Now, I want to talk to the military men and women for a second. You guys and gals out there, coming out of the military, if you haven't used your GI Bill benefits, especially for education, then you'll be standing in high cotton. You'll be able to use them right away, right there at National Aviation Academy. Now, if you've had the fortune of being with an air wing of some description, whether or not you've been an aviation maintenance technician in the military, or you worked a flight crew or whatever, you'd have one leg up on the training and getting the job. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you get the job that you'll have as an aviation maintenance technician, more than likely you'll be offered a job before you even finish the course. But you have to finish the course, get your diploma, and then away you go. You're going to find out that the money you'll get paid is going to be the big enticement. Because if you work overseas, let's say, either in Europe or the Middle East or Southeast Asia, whatever, more than likely you're going to have a six-figure salary. Now, if you work in the United States, you'll probably start around $60,000 a year, maybe a little bit higher. But the possibility is there to make a lot more than that, because if you want to work, I'd be willing to bet you there'll be planes to work on to fly. Because that's the way it works. And I've talked to a number of the students over there that have gone on to become aviation maintenance technicians, and they just absolutely love it because it's a lifestyle that allows them to work. If they want to work, get this, if they want to work 6 months a year or 7 or 8 months a year, take the rest of the time off, they can do just that, and they'll still wind up making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, maybe even $80,000 a year because they work their tails off while they're working. So that can be done. So again, NAA.edu on the website, that's NAA.edu on the website. Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts are where the campuses are. And the phone number to call them up to ask to take the tour of either one or both would be 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Now, we have some Ukrainians here in the United States that are learning how to operate a Patriot missile battery. And that's going to be interesting because that battery will be going back to Ukraine. I believe we'll probably have a slight crew with it for a while, making sure that they are okay when they start launching the Patriot missiles at targets. So we'll see. But in the meantime, the rapport that's there with the Ukraine and all the new weapons they're getting, including the Bradley fighting vehicles, which are not a tank. We talked about that yesterday. They're a 25-millimeter cannon self-propelled vehicle, which also, by the way, can carry a small contingent of troops in its underbelly, and also can load missiles on there to be fired at whatever, the TOW missiles or any type of different types of configurations. And we'll see how all that plays out. Now, in 2009, the U.S. Navy faced a readiness crisis. And the U.S. Navy now, today, is considering their Cold War era squadrons to boost the readiness when they had the different squadrons to situated all around the globe, if you will. You may see that come back to a larger degree. We'll wait and see, but that's been brought up. And the Veterans Affairs officials issued new memos clarifying the process for staffers to request religious exemptions to providing abortion-related services at department facilities, but still emphasizing the importance of the resources as part of the veterans' array of medical options. That being said, the U.S. Air Force's rollout of its newest B-21 Raider stealth bomber in December was just one piece of the puzzle in creating a future two-bomber fleet. The biggest changes are yet to come, and how to re-engine a B-52 are just part of it, along with making a new bomber fleet, the B-52s and the B-21s. Now, this simple tweak could slash carbon emissions from the U.S. military vehicles. Military vehicles' engines idle for hours. Batteries could fix the issue and save fuel when they're talking about electric power, because the military is starting to think about having a lot more electric vehicles, which may sound like a good idea initially, but I'm still wondering, where are you going to charge these things out in the middle of nowhere? Or let's say you're on a battlefield condition. Where are you going to charge these things? Too much room for error there, boy. Ooh. Now, airmen and guardians will no longer have to go through the dreaded abdominal tape test, but will have their waist and height measured to keep tabs on their physical health. They've got a new tape test now, they're calling it. The tail of the tape. And let's not forget that the Pentagon has awarded $40 million their L3 Harris Technologies vampire contract to send the Ukraine vampire counter drone systems by mid-year. That's going to be interesting, too. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You remember that one there, Mr. Chris Markowski?
No, I do not.
That's he. That's that's from Yeehaw.
From Yeehaw? What's Yeehaw? I remember Yeehaw.
That was back in the day with Roy Clark and the company when they had that country western deal on TV. It was hilarious.
What? You mean Yeehaw?
Yeehaw, yeah. Yeah. What did I say, Yeehaw? Yep.
I remember that show. That was the 1970s.
Yep, exactly. And it was hilarious. Oh. Funny. All righty. Well, you know, you can say a lot of stuff about a lot of different things that are going on right now, but I'll tell you what. McCarthy has hit the ground running. They did it again last night. You probably already know about this, but it seems that little old Miss Omar, Mr. Schiff, and Mr. Swalwell are no longer going to be on those coveted committees they were on, called the Intelligence Committee, amongst others, because of their actions.
Well, Well, I'm not surprised by these actions at all. I mean, you take control of the House, you're gonna craft the various different committees in the way that you'd like them. So this is no surprise. I think everybody kind of saw that this is coming. Again, you know, you're gonna see the collective freak out on MSNBC. They're gonna be losing their minds over this. But it is what it is. This is what happens. Politics.
Yeah, it started that way yesterday. They started to lose their mind yesterday. Today, they'll just continue with it. But I loved the way Kevin McCarthy just laid it right out on the table. And he made a comment this way. He says, the case to strip Swalwell of his assignments is simple. He slept with a Chinese spy. For Omar, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that she committed immigration fraud by marrying and then divorcing her brother. She's also advocated for terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and Hamas to be treated more fairly. And that's only part of what she said. She had more to say about Mr. Schiff.
No surprise on this end. Everybody kind of expected that she was going to get tossed off this committee. You talk about Omar, you bring up some of the terrorist financing. I was curious to know what you knew about this uranium fine that Heathrow yesterday.
Well, I only know what I've seen in the papers. I don't know anything else. And tomorrow we're going to have Colonel Wright on, and he's going to be working on that. So we'll have a more in-depth observation as to what has transpired. But all I know is what I'm seeing and what you're seeing.
Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm hearing, it was heading to some sort of Iranian group. That's the only thing that I heard.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what they were going to do with it, one can only guess.
Yeah, that's dirty bomb material.
Well, that's true. Now, so far, the Republicans have hit the ground running big time. They have passed legislation to defund the 87,000 new IRS agents. That's number one. Number two, they have established a committee on the weaponization of the federal government against citizens. Number three, they have taken on the strategic petroleum reserve problem with oil sales to China and other countries that aren't necessarily friends of the United States. And number four, they just announced the committee for the checking out the woke prosecutors and hold them accountable for the stuff they've been doing. So kudos to McCarthy for keeping his word.
Well, some of these things were coming through, but, you know, I mean, none of them, I'll be honest with you, get me that excited. First and foremost, I mentioned this before, the IRS agent thing, that's not going to, I mean, they passed it, but it's not going to make it past the Senate, and the president is not going to sign it. So it's basically, you know, just making a point. Where they really have got to do their job, and, you know, I understand make the prosecutors prosecute bit, where they're going to actually show the amount of cases that they prosecute. That's all well and good. But, you know, the hard work, okay, this is all easy lifting, okay? I'll be quite honest. It's not difficult. The hard lifting is getting spending under control. And that's what they need to do. And we got to come up with rules in regards to controlling the budget and pushing towards a balanced budget and get this nonsense under control. That's where the power is. Because we've got a debt ceiling that's coming up this year. And quite frankly, I don't care. Use it. The last time that it was actually used, it was, you know, you can go back to, back with John Boehner and Obama were going at it. And they were, you know, basically going back and forth, trying to force some sort of spending restraint. And it never really happened. It petered out. And, you know, we really need to get spending under control. And this is where the heavy lifting is. This is what the House's real job is, and I hope they follow through.
Well, you and me both. Now, small business optimism managed to fall to a six-month low as the holiday shopping disappointed a lot of the merchants that were out there. The National Federation of Independent Business said that the trade group's index of small business optimism fell from 89.8 to 89.8 from 91.9 in November, which is below the present average of 98 and the worst level since June. These are the smaller businesses that are out there. What do you see happening?
I do think, you know, maybe, again, we got a bit of a slowing in the economy, and I think that's a part of it. You know, plus the underlying, you know, notion that the Fed is going to keep rates up and higher for an extended period of time. I think it kind of all lends itself to the overall mood about what's going to happen next. Again, you know, these types of things can change on a dime, and hopefully they will. So when you get the economy moving and grooving again, again, you know, the good thing about small businesses is that they've been able to bring on more workers and help fill in some of those spots. That's been a major improvement that we saw in the jobs report. And hopefully because of that, you know, they can actually fill these jobs. They can be up to full capacity and start making money again.
Now, did you see what came out of Mexico yesterday between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, where they announced plans to boost semiconductor manufacturing?
I didn't really pay much attention to that. I mean, I'm so livid that, you know, the president is not going there and actually putting it to the Mexican government in regards to, hey, either you're going to take care of this drug issue on your side, or we're going to do it for you. Again, this is one of the things, you know, we talk about all these military expenditures that we have. We got 100,000 plus Americans dying every single year. If ISIS was doing it or Russia was doing it, we'd be handling it. But it's being done, and it's coming from these small little drug factories in Mexico. And again, 100,000 people plus. We see the type of violence that's taking place. At some point in time, we're going to say either you guys are going to take care of this, or we're going to have to do it for you.
Yeah, well, it's a good point there. By the way, we saw that the stocks ended higher as inflation seems to be looming right now. It's not exactly beating down the door.
Well, again, there's been some signs that inflation is coming under control. And, you know, this is why, you know, again, the market's been a little bit more hopeful as of late in regards to, you know, what the Fed might do next. I don't know. I mean, the Fed says one thing, they do another, or they're all over the place. What the Fed seems to be really good at is getting things wrong on a regular basis. Again, I don't think the Fed can do much in regards to some of the inflationary issues that we have right now. I think a lot of them are, in many respects, self-inflicted or, you know, bad luck. You know, you got avian flu, or again, you got the issues that we're not producing enough energy. I did see a report that, you know, some of the oil drillers and frackers are coming back online in certain places, which is good to see. But again, we got to get our supplies up, and we've got to deal with the supply side of inflation, not so much demand.
You are absolutely right. And with that, I think I hear the music coming up. Yep, I do. Here comes the music in my ear. I will talk to you again tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, check out all the different things he has to offer. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. And I'll be right back right after these messages.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.